All right, Lorenzo Locurcio, man, 7-7 today. I didn't see the overall, but let's go 7th overall or something. Great work. I remember in 250s you had some good results here too. So sand is something you like.
Yeah, for sure. Southwick especially has a special place in my heart. Last year, my rookie year, I did 12-12 in the 250 class, and now it goes 7-7 here in the 450 class.
Yeah.
It's kind of surreal. You know, the track was probably the toughest it ever will be. So I was surviving there, but I'm glad I got it done.
Good starts?
Yeah. First moto, no. Okay. First one, I had to come through the pack. Second one, yes, yeah. I got a really good start. Second moto.
Yep. So what is it about sand, where you're from or whatever? You grow up riding it a lot?
Funny is, no. Actually, the other way around. Where I grew up, it's really hard pack, no water, no tilling, no anything. So I don't know. I just really been practicing down in Florida. I've been gelling good with sand, so yeah. I don't know. It just comes natural to me.
I was you mentioned it earlier, the heat, the humidity, the track, dude. At the end of that second moto, it didn't look like much fun.
No, not at all. The heat was unreal. You know, under my helmet, it was so hot. I just, you know, but I told myself I didn't want to quit. I had my best result yet, so I knew it was only 30 minutes, so I survived.
And overall, you've been pretty happy. You had a bad race a couple of races ago, I think, or something. But overall, it's been a good 450 National 4 Series for you. We've been noticing on some of our shows, we're like, wow, this guy's riding really well.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Thunder Valley was really good. I got 10th first moto, and the second moto I fell, and I got 14, so that was good. And then at High Point, I tweaked my knee, and I wasn't really good. I kind of just rolled around.
Yep.
And then last weekend, you know, it was just unfortunate. I got 2 DNFs, and I was running 11th and 12th, so that was that. But, you know, the speed's been there, fitness's been there, just luck hasn't been there. But finally put it together, and I'm happy, you know, to do it for my family. You know, they've been sacrificing a lot, and I've been putting all my racing money, the little I got into it, so it's nice to finally pay off.
Maybe you're just a better 450 guy than 250 guy, I don't know. Or the equipment doesn't matter as much.
I think that's the second option, you know. I really enjoy riding the 250 better. I feel like I can manhandle it better. I'm a bigger guy, so I can manhandle it better. But don't take me wrong, I love the 450, yeah. But it's easier to be competitive on the 250 class, and the 450 class, sorry. So I think that, but I mean, you know, I run what I get, and what I have is what I have, so I'm happy with what I have.
You know, you can go over to the Honda guys now and start asking for small parts.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's the plan. Well, hey, nice job there. You killed it. Great work. Real surprise, and thanks for doing this.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to do an interview with you.